Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sportcast, the sports news update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and this is where we look at the big headlines of the day. The second India-West Indies ODI played in Vishakhapatnam yesterday ended in a thrilling tie. Share Hope's fantastic innings of 123 runs from 134 balls saw the Windies keep pace with a stiff target of 323 in 50 overs. India won the toss and chose to bat on the placid Vizag pitch. India had a bad start, with both openers out cheaply. But Virat Kohli and Ambati Raidu resurrected India's innings. Their partnership yielded 139 runs from 142 balls. When Raidu was bowled by an Ashley Nurse off break on 73, India score was 179 in the 33rd over. At the other end, Kohli was on fire, scoring at a brisk pace. He struck 13 boundaries and 4 sixes en route to his 37th ODI century. He also kept losing partners at regular intervals after the fall of Raidu. MS Dhoni, Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja chipped in with a few runs while Kohli put the West Indies bowling to the sword. India scored nearly 100 runs in the last 10 overs. Virat Kohli, who was dropped on 44 by his counterpart Jason Holder, remained not out on 157 from 121 balls. He also became the fastest batsman to reach 10,000 ODI runs, getting to the milestone in just 205 innings, 54 less than Sachin Tendulkar. West Indies got off to a brisk start in their innings. However, openers Kieran Powell and Chandrapal Hemraj were both back in the hut by the 10th over with a score on 64. Kuldeep Yadav then bowled Marlon Samuels, which brought Shimran Hetmeyer to the crease. He had a 143-run partnership with Share Hope. Hetmeyer was particularly brutal on the spinners as he scored 94 from just 64 balls. He struck 7 sixes and 4 boundaries as West Indies fought back to take control of the game. When he got out in over number 32, West Indies were at 221.4. They needed 101 runs from 18 overs. But India's bowlers managed to slow down the scoring rate and West Indies brought up the 300 only in the 48th over. They required 5 runs off the last ball and Share Hope hit a 4 towards the point region to tie the match. The third ODI will be played in Pune on the 27th of October. Wrestlers Sakshi Malik and Ritu Phogat still have a chance to reach the bronze medal playoff at the Wrestling World Championship being held in Hungary. Malik and Phogat received repechage rounds on Wednesday. Sakshi Malik was beaten 2-16 by Japanese wrestler Yukako Kawai, a two-time World Cup gold winner in the 62kg category. Sakshi went into the break with a 2-1 lead, but Kawai came back strongly in the second period, not allowing the Indian wrestler to score even a point. She took 3 points with a leg hold move, then consolidated her lead with a take. Down. She followed that up with Fitli, rolling Sakshi 4 times to score 8 points. Sakshi's humiliating loss comes after below-par performances in the Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games. She managed to win a bronze at the Commonwealth Games but failed to reach the medal round at the Asiad. Ritu Phogat lost her 50kg quarterfinal bout to Yui Susaki, the 2017 world champion in the 48kg category. Susaki qualified for the final, which allowed Ritu Phogat a repechage round against Emilia Alina Vuk of Romania. Sakshi Malik also received a repechage round. She will face Aminat Oluwa Fumilayo Adinei or Mariana Sastin in her quest for the bronze medal in the 62kg category. News now from the Pro Kabaddi League. UP Yodha defeated Puneri Paltan to score their second win in the sixth season of the Pro Kabaddi League. The UP team beat Pune by 6 points, finishing the match 29-23. Raiders Prashant Kumar Rai, Srikant Desai and Rishank Devadiga scored 8, 6 and 4 points respectively for the Yodhas. For Pune, star raider Nitin Tomar scored just 5 points while Monu made 7 points. Srikant Jadhav scored first for UP with a 2-point raid right after the start, but Monu equalised for Puneri Paltan with a raid to level the score. In the 8th minute, Prashant scored 4 consecutive raid points to put UP firmly in the lead. A little while later, Nitin Tomar made a 2-point raid which reduced the deficit for Pune. At halftime, the Yodhas led 16-12. A superb tackle in the 30th minute saw UP take the lead again with the score at 21-17. With 5 minutes left in the game, Akshay Jadhav scored a raid point for Pune, but UP maintained a 4-point lead. The Yodhas defence then tackled the Puneri Paltan's Nitin Tomar twice to finish the match 29-23. In the other PKL match of the day, Bengaluru Bulls beat Haryana Steelers 42-34 in a high-scoring match. Pawan Sehrawat scored 21 raid points, demolishing Haryana's defence for the Steelers. Vikas Kandola scored 14 points points and Monu Goyath scored 9 points. That was not enough for the Haryana team as they slumped to their 6th defeat of the season. The first half saw the Raiders from both teams score repeatedly as the defence faltered. Haryana Steelers were leading 15-13 at halftime. However, Bengaluru turned up the heat in the second half. They inflicted the first all-out of the match in the 25th minute to lead 21-17. They led by 8 points with less than 5 minutes left in the game. Haryana were fighting to reduce the deficit, but it was not enough in the end as Bengaluru Bulls won the game 42-34. Football action now, and FC Goa shot to the top of Indian Super League points table after handing a 5-0 thrashing to Mumbai City on Wednesday. Ferran Corominas converted an early penalty in the 6th minute to give Goa the lead. The second half saw Goa pile on the misery for Mumbai. Jackie Chan Singh scored in the 55th minute, while Edu Bedia scored just 6 minutes later to make it 3-0. But Goa weren't done with the goals yet. Miguel Palanca came on in the 82nd minute. 2 minutes later, he buried any hopes Mumbai had with a well-taken brace. He followed that up with a great goal in the 90th minute. Palanca took a cross from Ahmed Jahu and slammed it past Mumbai goalkeeper Ravi Kumar with his left foot for goal number 5. Goa now have 10 goals from 3 matches and will face FC Pune City at home on Sunday. FC Goa are now the top of the points table, overtaking Bengaluru and North East. Meanwhile, Mumbai dropped to 7th place.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.